From Tidbits on September 10th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watch List, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. ChronoSync 4.3.5 and ChronoAgent 1.3.6. Econ Technologies has released ChronoSync 4.3.5 and ChronoAgent 1.3.6, both maintenance releases that provide several fixes for the synchronization backup application and its remote helper app. The ChronoSync update fixes a problem with the Scheduled Documents Manager window, where a scheduled container document item would stop responding when the sync was run with the container document window open. Additionally, it automatically disables both preserve extended attributes when syncing a file server and preserve access control lists when connecting to any target that doesn't support them. Both the ChronoSync and ChronoAgent updates fix a rare timing problem that would trigger a false file not found error when syncing very large files. Full release notes for ChronoSync and ChronoAgent are available. VMware Fusion and Fusion Professional 5.0.1. VMware has released minor upgrades to its Fusion and Fusion Professional virtualization packages with version 5.0.1. The update addresses an issue that affected the startup of older operating systems on Ivy Bridge-based Macs, fixes detection of Windows 8 media downloaded from MSDN, improves handling of USB devices, and fixes an intermittent problem when entering snapshot view using Command S. SpamSIV 2.9.4. C Command Software has released SpamSIV 2.9.4 with improvements to the spam filtering software's filtering accuracy. Additionally, the update makes some tweaks for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, including a fix for a crash that occurred when processing messages from Apple Mail, particularly right after the Mac had awakened from sleep, and a workaround for an issue that caused training from Apple Mail to be especially slow. SpamSIV 2.9.4 also ensures that the train as good command in Outlook to move messages back to the inbox from the trash improves error reporting when SpamSIV detects a damaged file, adds defensive coding to track down a notification icon problem in the French localization, and updates the manual for Mountain Lion to clarify some features, such as noting that SpamSIV does work via Apple Mail during a power nap. Dragon Dictate 3.0. Nuance has released Dragon Dictate 3.0, a major new release that promises increased accuracy and speedier overall performance. With its updated speech recognition engine, Dragon Naturally Speaking 12, Dragon Dictate 3.0 offers faster dictation, a 15% improvement over the previous version, and higher audio sampling for better accuracy. The new release also enables you to make corrections by speaking individual words and phrases, and you can select an alternate word choice or train Dragon Dictate to learn new words by spelling them. When you're away from your Mac, you can record voice notes into a digital voice recorder, the iOS Voice Memos app, or the free Dragon Recorder app, and then transfer them to Dragon Dictate to transcribe them. Other new features include smart format rules that recognize when you're using abbreviations or numbers, an express editor that enables you to speak text and then paste the transcription into a document or app, and support for 16 kHz wideband Bluetooth wireless headset microphones. The digital download goes on sale on September 13th, 2012, and you can currently pre-order the physical disc version for shipment starting on September 24th. Registered owners of Mac Speech Dictate or Dragon Dictate can upgrade to Dragon Dictate 3.0 for $149.99, and there is also a $129.99 Student Teacher Edition for qualified students and faculty. iMovie 11 9.0.8. Apple has released iMovie 9.0.8 with a typically cryptic note about the update. Quote, addresses an issue related to third-party QuickTime components that could prevent iMovie from opening, unquote. However, according to this support page, it appears that one of the third-party culprits is the 3IVX component used to enhance compatibility with such camcorders as the Flip Ultra and Flip Mino. If you currently have 3IVX installed, version 9.0.8 of iMovie displays a warning dialog that explains how to remove the component. Java for OS X 2012-005 and Java for Mac OS X 10.6, update 10. Apple has released two Java SE 6 updates that deal with recent vulnerabilities identified by Oracle. The Java for OS X 2012-005 update for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion and 10.7 Lion deactivates the Java plugin when no apps have run for an extended period of time. If the previous Java update for Lion wasn't installed, 2012-004, this update disables the Java plugin immediately. The Java for Mac OS X 10.6 update 10 for 10.6 Snow Leopard similarly configures web browsers to not automatically run Java and deactivates after no app activity for an extended time. Both updates from Apple bring Java up to version 1.6.0_3.5, and you can re-enable Java to both by clicking the region labeled Inactive Plugin on a web page. The updates are available via software update or direct download, and Apple reminds you to quit any web browsers and Java applications before installing either one. Adobe Illustrator CS6 16.0.1. Adobe has released Illustrator CS6 16.0.1 with a number of fixes to improve overall stability. The update resolves an issue with Illustrator unexpectedly quitting if you have only read-only permissions on the Preferences folder. Ensures the transform commands work as expected when using the Transform Patterns option. Fixes the Save for Web command to correctly create images with specified dimensions, and more. Additionally, the new release should improve copying and pasting when working with a third-party clipboard manager. Adobe Photoshop CS6 13.0.1. Adobe has released Photoshop CS6 13.0.1 with fixes for two critical security vulnerabilities that could lead to malicious code execution. According to a Secunia advisory, this buffer overflow vulnerability occurred during a boundary error when processing a PNG image. In addition to the security patch, the new release aims for better stability with fixes for 31 specific crashing issues, and it provides a variety of fixes for 3D features and the drawing and graphics tools. Toast Titanium 11.1. Sprinkled with cocoa, Roxio has released Toast Titanium 11.1 with hundreds of changes and fixes due to this code rejiggering. However, that might be the cause of some stability and installation issues noted by PC and Tech Authority and commenters at 9to5 Mac, so proceed with caution. The new release adds support for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, including gatekeeper signing, code signing, and recording to 100GB and 128GB Blu-ray BDXL media. Web video capture now requires use of Safari, and YouTube users may need to opt out of the HTML5 trial to capture video properly. Additionally, Mountain Lion users will need to update to 10.8.1 or later to publish video to YouTube. Parallels Desktop 8.0. A major new release, version 8.0 of Parallels Desktop, has been tuned up for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion and the upcoming Windows 8. Overall, the virtualization software tightens the integration between the Mac and Windows operating systems. In particular, the virtualization software enables use of Mountain Lion's dictation in Windows applications, adds one-click access to opening websites in Internet Explorer when they're not properly rendered in Safari, brings Mountain Lion's gestures such as pinch to zoom, swipe between full-screen apps, and more to Windows apps, and offers the capability to add Windows apps to Launchpad. Additionally, multiple Windows and Mac devices can share Bluetooth connections. Windows notifications now appear in Mountain Lion's Notification Center, and you can drag files from the desktop onto Windows email clients in the dock. The new release has also been optimized for the Retina display of the latest MacBook Pro. Parallels Desktop 8 offers improved performance, boasting up to 30% faster graphics performance compared to previous versions. And with the updated Parallels mobile app, you can access Mac and Windows programs via your iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch with access to copy and paste and audio. If you purchased a previous version of Parallels Desktop before July 24th, 2012, you can upgrade to version 8 for $49.99. And those who purchase Parallels Desktop 7 after July 25th are entitled to a complimentary upgrade. Hazel 3.0.12. Noodlesoft's file cleanup utility Hazel has been updated to version 3.0.12 with support for Notification Center in OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. However, if you have Growl already installed, Hazel will continue to use that app for notifications. The new release also updates all graphics for the MacBook Pro with Retina display and adds a current date attribute for use in patterns. Hazel 3.0.12 fixes a crash that occurred when picking spotlight attributes, resizing issues with script editors and other popovers, crashes in the helper and worker processes, and rules using date last match that weren't triggered in specific circumstances. Additionally, Hazel will adjust the timeout depending on the size of the file being imported into iTunes, iPhoto, and Aperture to avoid timing out on large files. Fantastical 1.3.3. Flexibits has released Fantastical 1.3.3, improving the calendar and reminders app's search speed and creation of recurring reminders. This maintenance update also fixes syncing with Google Calendar on OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, ensures the delete button works when editing an item, corrects an issue where editing recurring event dates would result in incorrect dates, and fixes an error that attempted to add new events to read-only calendars. Normally priced at $19.99, Flexibits is offering Fantastical at half price, $9.99, for a limited time from both its website and the Mac App Store. Firefox 15.0. Mozilla has released Firefox 15.0, which is highlighted by improvements to how the web browser handles certain third-party add-ons to reduce memory usage. As noted in a Mozilla blog post, the most common cause of memory leaks is when, and is quote, when an add-on accidentally holds onto extra copies of a website in memory after the user has closed the tab, unquote. The new release detects when an add-on is piling up pages and memory and subsequently stops the process and recaptures the leaked memory. Firefox 15.0 also promises an improved 3D gaming environment with smoother animations thanks to an improved JavaScript engine and native support for compressed textures in WebGL, plus high precision timing for responsiveness within thousandths of a millisecond. Other changes include a new JavaScript debugger added to the developer toolset, native support for the Opus audio codec, support for SPDY networking protocol version 3, and Mythili language localization. Finally, Firefox 15.0 introduces optional silent background updating, which will download and install improvements and then implement those changes the next time you launch the web browser. Perhaps this feature spells the end to having to pay attention to the increasingly uninteresting details of Firefox releases. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, Crash Plan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Egan Schmitz, and thanks for listening.